of Sampson County, and welcome to the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan Carter, sponsored by McDonald's of Clemson. On today's show, Darren Barefoot joins me on the podcast as the co-host to talk about the Clinton Dark Horse's Easter Tournament Championship and also the big Clinton Midway game that was postponed until a couple weeks ago. Also on today's show, we will talk about the upcoming games in high school baseball and soccer and Clinton's big win over North Dixon. That's all today on the Sampson County Sports Podcast, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. Well, Darren, I want to thank you for joining me once again today.
Yes,
we hope everyone had a good Easter break, and the Clinton Dark Horses baseball team did not get an Easter break, so to say. They had to play some baseball, and they won their Easter tournament at home. Big wins over East Duplin and James Keenan, 7-5 and 7-6, respectively. Those were some big games for the Dark Horses, some big momentum games going into the final 2 weeks of the season. And as we look in the final 2 weeks, they have tough games, an away game at Union, and then they come home against West Bladen this week. And then the next week, the final week of the season, is at Trask, and then a home game against rival Wallace's Hill. Those four games are going to be big for the Dark Horses moving into the end of the season. What do you think about the last 2 weeks playing out for the Dark Horses?
The two toughest games that jump out to me right off the top of the bat are West Bladen and Wallace Rose Hill. Not taking anything away from Union and High Trask, I think they're formidable opponents, but games that Clinton theoretically should win. West Bladen's going to be tough. They were in second place in the conference up until a couple of surprise losses knocked them back down to third. But then Wallace Rose Hill is always a tough outing. So those two games right there jump out to me headed to Clinton. But like you said, coming off that tournament win, they probably got some momentum behind their back. And I can see them going, at the worst, 3-1 down the stretch.
Now looking in the standings for the Four County Baseball Conference, Wallace Rose Hill and West Bladen are two spots above Clinton, both standing at 7-3 for West Bladen and 4-5 for the Bulldogs. Wallace Rose Hill played Clinton a couple weeks ago, lost 6-1 for the Dark Horses. That was a tough loss at that time, but obviously they rebounded with good wins over East Duplin and James Keenan. But that same week, they played Midway. Let's talk about that game, a tough 9-8 loss for the Dark Horses in 8 innings. You were at that game. Let's give a preview for a recap of that game.
That was a very interesting game. Clinton come out swinging, no pun intended. They jumped on Midway 3-0 in the second inning. Midway responded, tied the game back up, but Clinton jumped right back ahead. They had an answer for Midway every time. They had the lead for a majority of the game. In the last couple of innings, Midway kind of finally started putting the bat in the ball and was getting some really much-needed, much-timely hits and was able to tie the game up in the I think Midway went ahead at the bottom of the sixth inning. Clinton came back and tied it up and forced extras, but bottom of the eighth inning was just all Midway. Midway loaded the bases with no outs and was able to get the winning run. So just a tough, tough game, well-played game, especially on Clinton's part, because I knew that game was going to be tough, especially after the 11-0 win that Midway took at Clinton. I didn't think it would go in the extra innings, but I think the fans got the money's worth that night.
And you predicted that game as a Clinton win, and so you get some free ice cream later on. So looking at the next few weeks for Midway, some tough games for them as well. The big game that pops out to me is the game against West Bladen, obviously. It's at West Bladen this time, and last time they did beat the Knights 5-4 in a close match. Looking at that game, that's on May 2nd, so last week of the season game there for the Raiders. They are 9-1 in the conference. If they lose a couple of games and East Bladen were to win a few games and slip up in the first place, that could be a momentum boost for the Raiders going into the conference tournament.
Yeah, the good thing about Midway sitting at the top of the conference, East Bladen is second. They have two losses in the conference, both of which came to Midway. So Midway has a little bit of room to work with. Obviously, you don't want to as you start closing out the season. But, you know, looking at Midway's last four games at Wallace, home against Trask, and like you said, the game at West Bladen, and then hosting Union, There's a couple of trap games I look at right there. West Bladen and Union jump out at me, as well as Wallace-Rose Hill, because Wallace-Rose Hill, like I said, is always a formidable opponent. West Bladen played Midway close the first time. Midway had to rally past them. They were losing 4-0 and come back for that 5-4 win. Union is coming off a win against West Bladen. So those are two sleeper games for me. You know they're going to be tough, but they're also games that can go either way. So Midway's going to have to be on their game closing out the stretch here.
And as you said, West Bladen is a tricky opponent. They have losses to Midway, Union, and East Bladen. Union game was a surprising loss for West Bladen, but it is a loss, and it goes in that loss column. So it'll be interesting to see how that conference plays out in the next couple of weeks. We'll be back next week with some more from that conference. But the conference to watch in the county is the Carolina Conference, with Lakewood in a three-way tie with North Duplin and James Keenan, all 5-4 in conference play. Some very good games to come for that conference. And let's go ahead and talk about that conference. Lakewood especially. Lakewood has a game against James Keenan this Tuesday. We don't know if it'll be rained out. Some tricky weather coming in the area. So could be rained out, but it will be played most likely. And then they'll close out the season with games against North Duplin and Princeton and Hopton, and then a game this week as well against Newt's Charter. So looking at that schedule, could they go 5-0 and possibly be in the top two spots of the conference?
Lakewood, I think, is well coached. I think anytime they take the field, I feel like they can win the game they're playing against, or be the team they're playing against. Like you said, we're going to start with James Keenan, because to me that is the most critical game. The first time they beat James Keenan 2-1, a close game that could have went either direction, but with both teams knowing that this game could determine where they fall heading into the postseason as far as seedings, each team's going to be fighting and clawing for that win. So going to be a tough game between Lakewood and James Keenan when they meet this week, if they're able to, if the rain hold off.
Now, how much is the James Keenan loss to Clinton, 7-6 loss for James Keenan, affect this game being so early for Lakewood?
That's going to be interesting to see how James Keenan rebounds from that loss. James Keenan took two losses in the tournament at Clinton this week. They also lost to East Duplin. James Keenan is going to be looking to rebound. They're going to be looking for answers to try to get things right headed to the close of the season. It's going to be very interesting to see how these two teams fight, knowing that Lakewood is having a decent season, James Keenan's having a decent season, struggling recently. Both teams are going to want to finish strong, so who wants it more?
So obviously we have a tough game against James Keenan. We won't predict that game yet, but there's actually two games that should be easy wins for the Leopards there, Newt's Charter and Princeton, so let's give them two wins there. And then a game against North Duplin, another team in that three-way tie, also 5-4. Let's look at that game. That will be on May 3rd. That's a makeup game from a rain delay in the previous last month. So what happens there?
Looking back, Lakewood beat them 9-5 in the game that was at Lakewood. You got to think North Duplin knows that Lakewood beat them last time, and this is going to be a game that's back at their home place in front of their home crowd. I've said it on the show before, home games for teams are going to be, you know, that gives them an advantage. An away game in any conference is, you know, you got to favor the home team a little bit. Still, I'm going to give the edge to Lakewood on that one. Like I said, they're well coached and they know what's at stake closing out the season, so I'm going to give them the edge at that one.
And so we'll predict that game in just a few minutes. But before we do, we'll get to the Lakewood-Hopton game. Obviously, Hopton struggling this year, 1-8 in conference play, 3-11 overall. So we're going to go ahead and give that win to Lakewood to get three easy wins in these next five games. So before we move on to women's soccer and some more predictions, let's go ahead and predict these two games. Lakewood, James Keenan, at Lakewood, who wins it?
Lakewood in a close one. I think they get a sweep over James Keenan.
I agree, Lakewood gets that one. And now the big one, possibly a very good matchup. It'll be at North Duplin for the Lakewood Leopards.
Lakewood.
I'm going to give it to North Duplin since it is at North Duplin, you said it, home games are very important, and the home team gets it there. So you're giving them a 5-0 record to end the season. I give them a 4-1 record, still very good. They can get third place with wins over both North Duplin and James Keenan and some Spring Creek wins. And they can get second place with wins over James Keenan and North Duplin with some Spring Creek losses. So Spring Creek standing there at 6-3, Lakewood at 5-4 in conference play.
And looking at Spring Creek with those three losses, they can be beat. It just so happens that they did sweep Lakewood this year, so that makes clawing back up to second place a little tougher. But, hey, if you've got three losses in conference, teams are beating you, and it's certainly possible you could get shook up in some more.
Now let's predict two more baseball games, Clinton and West Bladen this week, later in the week. Who wins that one?
I'm probably going to be public enemy number one, but I'm going to go with West Bladen. West Bladen's tough. They played Midway tough, and they still have another game coming up with them. I'm going to give the edge to West Bladen.
I'm going to go a different direction here and say that Clinton wins this one. They're on that two-game win streak, and if they do play on Tuesday against Union, they could possibly go a three-game win streak. So I say West Bladen gets them there. And so now we move on to Midway's big games. Obviously, some big games there. But let's predict this week's game at Walters Hill on Tuesday. If they do play, who wins that one?
I'm going to give that one to Midway. They've already beat Walters Hill one time. It is a trip down to Walters Hill. So, you know, there is that whole hometown advantage. But Midway's got a solid team, and I think they're going to play that one.
I will give it to Midway as well, fighting to keep that top spot in conference play. Obviously, the players will know that going into the game. So a very interesting conference playouts in the next few weeks for both conferences in the county. So now we move on to soccer real quick, as the Clinton Dark Horses had some big games this past week, or 2 weeks ago, actually, because of spring break. You said, Darren, that they would not go 3-0 in that week, and they did, beating Midway.
They proved me wrong. I certainly did.
And Dixon, a big game against Dixon, number one in the Dixon was number one in the state, and then the Dark Horses did beat Dixon 1-0. Fantastic game, great defense on both teams. Let's talk about the standings here. In the state, Carrboro jumps up to number one. Dixon surprisingly jumps down to number two. Very surprising there with the two losses this past week, and then Clinton jumps up to number seven from number nine. 15-1-1 for the Dark Horses, and Carrboro, defending state champions, very improved and very impressive there for the Dark Horses, jumping up and having a great win over Dixon. This win over Dixon, how much does it help the Dark Horses? Obviously, their conference isn't that strong. How much does this help in the playoffs?
That's going to give them a good idea of where they stand in the playoffs. Anytime you take on, and even though they failed at number two, they were number one at the time. Anytime you take on an opponent that powerful in the middle of the season and you're able to grind out a 1-0 win over them, that's impressive. It's going to give them a measuring stick of how they shape up going into the postseason, give them an idea of what they can look forward to. So I think that does wonders for them. Like I said, the conference isn't that strong. You know, they're well in control. Midway sitting in second place with 7-3. So Clinton's got that one just about wrapped up. Reminded of the girls' basketball team, how dominant they were, and it just carried right over into the postseason, and I can see that happening with the girls' soccer team, too.
It's very very good analogy there with the girls' basketball team. Obviously, their conference isn't as powerful as well. So we might see a state championship for girls' soccer in the county once again here for the Clinton Dark Horses. So
anytime you play those three games in a row, and I made the comment that I didn't think they'd win all three of those games, playing Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday back-to-back-to-back, and winning in convincing fashion all three games, that says a lot about your team.
All right, so you hear it from the two of us. This week is going to be a good week, and also the next 2 weeks are going to be very good weeks in high school sports. And that's for baseball, including very good baseball games in the next few weeks. We'll be back next week with some more baseball and soccer coverage, and we'll get into some softball as softball's wrapping up as well. So I want to thank Darren Barefoot for joining me. And that does it for the Sampson County Sports Podcast with Ryan Carter, sponsored by McDonald's of Clinton. For Darren Barefoot and everyone at the Sampson Independent, I'm Ryan Carter. Thank you for listening.